Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早安。
Good morning.
It has been wonderful to break bread with you.
何等的奇妙，可和弟兄们一起，弟兄姊妹们一起来擘饼。
This is real fellowship.
这是真实的交通。
And it's been wonderful to be with you this weekend.
在这个周末和大家在一起是何等的好。
And share the things the Lord has put on my heart concerning fellowship.
能够把我心中神给我的负担交通给弟兄姊妹们。
Today we will conclude with one of the most important things about fellowship.
今天我们会讲到关于交通一个非常重要的事之一。
We've been looking at the principles of fellowship and the glory of fellowship.
我们看到了很多交通的一些原则和荣耀。
But today we come to that very practical realm of maintaining fellowship.
但今天我们要交通到如何维持交通。
Fellowship, it is only understood, is not real fellowship.
我们常常提到交通的时候，不是真正的交通。
It's theory.
是一个理论。
You can have great theories.
你可以有很高的理论。
But fellowship that is real and experienced is what the Lord is after in His people.
但是神在我们当中所寻求的这个交通，不仅是真实的，而且是可以我们可以经历的。
I apologize. Siri was speaking to me from my phone.
向大家道歉，我的手机向我说话了。
Let's read a few verses.
我们一同读几处的经文。
Psalm 16, verses 5 and 8.
诗篇的十六篇第五和第八节。
This is what David said.
这是大卫所说的话。
Jehovah is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot.
耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的，他你为我持守。
Verse 8.
第八节。
I have set Jehovah continually before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。
Turn to John's epistle, 1 John.
我们再看约翰一书。
We'll read a few verses beginning in 5.
我们读几处啊，第五节开始，第一章。
Chapter 1, verse 5.
第一章第五节。
This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all.
神就是光，在他毫无黑暗，这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。
If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth.
我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。
And then look at verse 9.
然后第九节。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Turn to Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
我们再翻到《使徒行传》第二章四十二节。
And they persevered in the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles, in the breaking of bread and prayers.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接。擘饼，祈祷。
And finally, the end of 2 Corinthians chapter 13.
然后再翻到格林多后书的比较靠后的第十三章。
The very last verse in that wonderful book.
在比较靠最后的时候，这卷美好的书给我们这样讲。
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God.And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在。
Let's begin again with another word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告来开始。
Lord, we tell you again how absolute dependent we are on you.
主，我们告诉你，我们是何等绝对的需要依靠你。
Without you speaking, it's impossible to understand what true fellowship is.
除非你向我们说话，我们没有办法真正了解真正的交通是什么。
And without us hearing, we can never enter into what true fellowship is.
除非我们能听到你说话，我们也没有办法进入真正的交通。
So we come again to you like Peter said on that day.
我们今天像彼得当年来到你面前一样说。
We say thou alone hast the words of eternal life.
我们说你有永生之道。
Who can speak them?
谁能向我们说呢？
Who can know them?
谁能知道呢？
Who can hear them?
谁能听到呢？
It's only when you speak.
只有你能够向我们说。
It's only when you open our ears.
只有你打开我们的耳朵。
It's only when you unlock our heart.
只有你把我们的心打开。
That we can take in this great matter of fellowship.
我们可以真正的理解这个交通的意义。
Lord, speak, thy servant heareth.
主，你说，仆人们静听。
This we ask in the name of our precious Lord Jesus.
我们奉我们主耶稣宝贵的名来祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, a few points in review. I think it's important we cover.
我觉得很重要。我们回顾一下我们已经讲到的。
We have been dealing with this all-important matter of fellowship.
我们在讲到一个非常重要的一个题目，就是交通。
Without fellowship, you can never know God.
没有交通，你没有办法认识神。
Fellowship and God are inseparable.
交通与神是不可分的。
His heart and his purpose are wrapped up in fellowship.
他的心和他的旨意都在这个交通当中。
Fellowship has everything to do with his son.
这个交通是关乎一切，都关乎他的儿子。
Without fellowship, you will never know what it means to be a Christian.
若是没有交通，我们就没有办法明白基督徒是什么意思。
Everything we do with Christ in this life, both personally and corporately, has to do with fellowship.
我们不管是个人还是团体来认识我们的主，都是和这个交通有关系。
Fellowship is the sphere of God. It is the environment he lives in.
这个交通就是讲到神所居住的这样的一个范围。
But finally, fellowship is the circle where man is included into the very divine thing.
这个交通也是这样一个圈，把我们都圈在神的旨意当中。
How wonderful this thing is of fellowship.
这个交通是何等奇妙。
You know, our theme verse has been that wonderful verse from 1 Corinthians 1, verse 9.
我们的主题的经文多次讲到的是哥林多前书的一章九节。
It begins, God is faithful.
开始就是说神是信实的。
If it were not for that, we would never know what fellowship is.
若不是因为神是信实的，我们没有办法了解交通。
And we would never be able to enter into reality of fellowship.
我们也没有办法进入到实际进入到这个交通。
But it says something else wonderful.
但是这节经文也讲到更一些非常奇妙的事。
By whom you have been called.
你们原是被他所召。
God is calling you.
神在呼召你。
God has called you.
神也已经呼召了你。
And he's waiting for a response.
他在等我们的回应。
And that calling and that response together make up fellowship.
这个呼召和我们的回应在一起就组成这个交通。
And then it tells us what that wonderful sphere of fellowship is.
啊，又讲到这个交通的这个范畴。
You have been called into the fellowship of God's Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们是被呼召进入他儿子主耶稣基督的交通中。
There can't be a higher fellowship than that.
没有比这更高的交通了。
There can't be a more holy fellowship than that.
也没有比这更圣洁的交通。
It's impossible for there to be a more heavenly fellowship than that.
也不可能比这个更高的属天的交通。
And yet, God in His mercy has extended to us what was only His.
然而，神借着他的怜悯，却把他所特有的赐给了我们。
In eternity past, it was only the fellowship of the Father, and only the fellowship of the Son, and only the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
在过去的永世中，这个交通只属于父神、子神和圣灵。
But one day in eternity past, the Godhead decided something tremendous.
却有个时间，在过去永远中，神却定义这样非常奇妙的事。
Beyond tremendous，
甚至比奇妙更奇妙。
Absolutely wonderful，
是绝对的美好。
They said, "Let us make man, and let us make man in our own image, after our likeness."
神就要说，要照着我们的形象和样式来造人。
This was all for just one single reason.
这一切都是为了一个原因。
That he might extend that fellowship to us and include us into that sphere which is only God's.
就是使得我们可以被他所赐给这个交通，把我们圈在这个交通的范畴中。
Can you imagine a higher privilege?
你能不能想象有更高的特权吗？
This is to be our everyday experience.
这是我们应该是我们每一天的经历。
Well, this is what we began to look at in that first fellowship, called unto fellowship.
这就是我们第一次交通到的，是讲到我们被呼召进入交通。
There's that unparalleled declaration.
那是一个无与伦比的宣告。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
There is that universal calling. He has called you.
那一个有一个普遍的呼召，是对你对我做出的呼召。
And if you can take it in, there's that unfathomable privilege.
也是一个不可测度的特权。
That we have been called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
甚至我们可以被呼召进入主神儿子耶稣基督的这个交通中。
And then we looked at the two sides of the fellowship.
我们又看到两方面的交通。
One is personal fellowship.
一方面交通是叫做个人的交通。
I said something very bluntly.
我非常直接的给大家说。
Without a personal fellowship with God, the Christian life is impossible.
就是没有这个个人与神的交通，我们的基督徒生活是不可能的。
We consider those marvelous things that He uses to bring us into fellowship and to keep us into fellowship.
我们谈到了那些使得我们可以进入到这个交通神所一切的供给。
We talked about the new and better covenant.
讲到那个新约和更美之约。
We talked about the new.And better promises.
讲到那个新的应许和更美的应许。
You remember how Peter described those promises?
你记得彼得怎么说到这样一个应许？
He said they're exceeding great and precious promises.
他是讲到那又极大又宝贵的应许。
And he said something more.
他甚至更多的讲到。
He said, "By these we become partakers, which means fellowship."With the divine nature,
就是讲到我们可以借着这个能够与神的性情有份。
And then we looked at a new creation.
然后我们就看到新造。
Thank God, if you are in Christ Jesus, there is a new creation.
我们感谢神，若是我们在基督里，就是新造的人。
All things are new. Everything old has passed away.
旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。
And you are in Christ Jesus.
你是在基督的里面。
And then we talked about a new power.
我们也提到了新的能力。
It's wonderful to be in Christ Jesus.
在基督的里面是何等的美好。
But so that we can know this fellowship and experience this fellowship and live in this unbroken fellowship, God has done a wonderful thing.
所以我们可以知道并且经历这样一个神给我们创造的何等美好的交通。
Not only has he put you in Christ Jesus,
不仅神把我们放在基督里，
he has put Christ Jesus in you,
他也把基督放在你们的我们的里面。
This is the wonder of personal fellowship.
这是个人交通的一个何等奇妙的事情。
This is the new power that we have in personal fellowship.
这是我们在个人交通中所得的新的能力。
Thank God it's not based on our own life.
我们感谢神，这是不是按照我们个人的生命。
The last message we looked at was corporate fellowship.
我们最后一次讲到的是在讲到我们团体的交通。
I said another very blunt thing.
我也非常直接的给弟兄姊妹讲到。
Without corporate fellowship, the Christian life is incomplete.
除非我们有团体的交通，我们的基督徒生活是不完全的。
Many Christians are saved, but they're barely saved.
有些的基督徒只是仅仅得救而已。
They know salvation from hell.
他知道救恩。
But they don't know anything of full salvation.
他却不了解那个全备的救恩。
They don't know anything of living in corporate fellowship with brothers and sisters.
他们不明白和圣徒的那个活的生命的交通。
They don't know the joy and beauty of fellowship and the fullness of fellowship in the church.
他也不知道在教会中一同和圣徒交通的那个美善。
But brothers and sisters, this is God's grand design.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神心目中所要的。
He has chosen one vessel to experience that fellowship in fullness.
他就取了这样一个的器皿来经历这样交通的丰富。
That vessel is his church.
这个的器皿就是教会，他的教会。
And he makes that church, the most close to him in every respect.
他把这个器皿教会做成与他最亲近的一个器皿。
You know, God thought of his son.
我神想到他的儿子。
He wasn't initially thinking about you when it came to fellowship or me when it came to fellowship.
或许起初的时候，他没有想直接想到我或者你在这个交通。
All his thoughts surrounded what can I give my son?
神所想的就是我可以把什么预备给我的儿子。
What are the best gifts I can give my son?
我给我儿子最好的礼物是什么
？What are the ultimate gifts I can give my son?
我给我儿子那个终极的礼物是什么？
He decided he would give his son a body.
神就定义要给他的儿子一个身体。
Now that wasn't just in the incarnation when he had his own body.
这不只是讲到道成肉身，神儿子的身体。
We are the body of Christ.
我们成为基督的身体。
Can you think of a closer relationship than the body?
你能够想象比身体更近的这样的一个交通吗？
And in this great plan of fellowship, God has chosen that we would be his body, and Christ for all eternity would be expressed in his fullness through that body.
神定义来拣选我们成为他的身体，让我们能够在他的计划中能够彰显基督的丰富。
And he wasn't that alone.
不仅如此,
he decided to give his son a building, the building.
他也给他的儿子房屋来建造。
You know, it says, we are God's building.
其中讲到的是我们成为他所建造的房屋。
It says in Hebrews that we are Christ's house.
在希伯来书中讲到我们是神的家。
A son over his house, whose house we are.
是基督为儿子治理神的家，我们是他的家。
And then God went even further than that.
神甚至更进一步。
Not just this closest relationship in the body.
不仅是借着身体那个亲近的关系。
Not just this most intense relationship that's in the church, the building.
不仅借着房屋是神所造的，给我们一个非常强烈的这样的一个关系。
But he decided to give his son the most intimate relationship.
更是神定义给他的儿子那个最亲密的关系。
So we are not only the body.
我们不只是是基督的身体。
We're not only the house of God.
不仅是神的家。
We are the bride of Christ.
我们是基督的心腹。
This is beyond anything you could have imagined.
这是我们没有办法想象的。
Usually a lot of thought goes into who will be your companion for life.
我们常常在选择我们人生的配偶的时候，我们要有很多的思考。
In this glorious area of fellowship, God has decided that the church, his bride, would be his eternal companion to share everything with him for all eternity.
在神决定这个交通的事情上，神定义让他的儿子有这样的，赐给他这样的心腹，使他在永远当中有这样一个永远的伴侣。
I think this is an unspeakable privilege.
我实在是想到这是无法用语言来表述的这样的特权。
We sang that hymn, Beulah Land.
我们刚才唱过这个荣美之地的歌。
That's what Beulah means.
这个词 Beulah 是讲到的意思。
Beulah in Hebrew means married.
讲到的意思就是婚姻。
We are his married land.
我们是他在婚姻中所取得的这个心腹。
Well, that's what we've shared.
我们已经刚才已经过去交通过的。
Today we're going to look on this practical side of maintaining fellowship.
今天我们会讲到实际的维持交通的题目。
Fellowship is to be our everyday experience.
交通是我们每天应有的经历。
To have this requires maintaining fellowship.
我们要有这个每天的经历，就必须维持这个交通。
It's not too strong a word to say if fellowship is not maintained, it can be lost.
我们说，若是我们不维持这个交通，我们可能会失去这个交通。
So we'll look at four things.
我们会看到四件事情。
Number one, maintaining fellowship.
第一，要讲到维持交通。
Number two, maintaining personal fellowship.
第二件，我们要讲维持个人的交通。
Number three, maintaining corporate fellowship.
第三，要讲到维持团体的交通。
And number four, maintaining fellowship through every resource that has been provided.
第四个，叫通过所有的资源来维持交通。
Let's begin with this matter of maintaining fellowship.
我们首先讲到维持交通。
Something so high and so holy and so heavenly as fellowship needs to be carefully maintained.
这么好，这么圣洁，这么美丽的交通需要我们来维护。
As I said, if it isn't carefully maintained, it can be lost.
我们刚才讲过，若是不好好维护，我们的交通可能会失去。
Fellowship is very precious.
交通是何等宝贵。
But fellowship is very fragile.
但是呢，交通也是常常非常容易破坏的。
You know, when they ship packages of fine china or glassware or crystal, they'll often put a big red sticker on that parcel that says fragile, handle with care.
当我们运输一些的玻璃或者是一些容易碎的一些陶瓷器皿的时候，我们会在这个包装上能够写上打上红字，说要好好小心的来处理。
Brothers and sisters, fellowship is so fragile, we must handle it with care.
因为交通是何等容易被破坏，所以我们需要非常小心的来处理。
It can be affected by our words.
可能会因为我们说的话受到影响。
It can be affected by our actions.
也可以使得我们所做的破坏这个交通。
It can be affected by our reactions.
也使我们有些的反应破坏这个交通。
Now I want us to look at this in two ways.
我想从两个方面来讲到这一点。
There's a two-sided responsibility when it comes to this matter of maintaining fellowship.
在维护交通上有两方面的责任。
The Bible's very clear about this.
圣经非常清楚。
Number one, it's God's responsibility.
是讲到是神的责任。
But number two, it is also man's responsibility.
就是也有人的责任在其中。
You know, some of you know, I've said it so many times, that I'm a structural engineer.
我常常讲这个，所以大家都知道我是一个建筑工程师，是做这个设计的。
Much of my career has been forensic engineering and looking at structures and what went wrong and what are the problems and how do you fix these problems.
我工作常常是要让我看那些不好的建筑，他看到他们的这个软弱，然后怎么来使这些事情可以得到避免。
I have come to the conclusion that almost all of these problems are due to the fact that the one responsible did not maintain that structure.
这所有的失败当中，我看到有一个差不多共同的原因，就是那个应该负责的人没有负好责任。
Sometimes I've had to give the worst news possible to these owners.
甚至我要给这个我的客户说到一个最坏的消息。
I've had to tell them your building is in such condition it cannot be restored, it cannot be repaired, and all you can do is tear it down.
我会告诉他们，你这个建筑是如此的状态，如此坏，你只能把它能够推翻，重新建。
Brothers and sisters, we can never say that about fellowship with God.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们没有办法对神的建筑或者神的交通说这样的话。
The good news I bring to you as a Christian, and the good news that I bring to you as the church, is that fellowship with God can always be restored, even if it's lost, even if it's broken.
我今天到大家当中给你们作为基督徒或者教会所说的就是一个好的消息，无论我们的状况如何，甚至在失落当中，神都可以把我们完全恢复。
This is our experience.
这是我们的经历。
It's two verses that cover this twofold responsibility.
有两处的经文讲到我们这两方面的责任。
We read them already. It's in Psalm 16, verse 5 and verse 8.
我们已经读过的是在诗篇的十六篇第五、第八节。
David said, Jehovah is the portion of my inheritance and my cup.
耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，这是大卫所说的。
This is what fellowship is.
这是交通的意义。
This is our inheritance.
这是我们杯中的份。
This is our portion.
这是我们所得的。
We have received, it says in Colossians, a portion with the saints in the light.
我们在哥罗西书中讲到，我们是和共圣徒一同在光明中同得基业。
That portion is this heavenly fellowship we've been called into.
这一个的所得的就是属天的与神的交通。
And David didn't just say that.
大卫不仅只说这一点。
He concluded this thought with a wonderful phrase.
他用这样的一个字句来结束他的这个思想。
He said, Thou maintainest my light.
我所得的你为我持守。
Brothers and sisters, just think if those words weren't there.
弟兄姊妹们，你想象这句话的意义。
All the responsibility would be on you.
若是没有这句话的话，所有的责任就加在我们的肩头。
But God knows us.
但是神知道我们。
He knows our frame.
他知道我们的软弱。
He knows we're but dust.
他知道我们不过是尘土。
And he would never leave all the responsibility of this precious fellowship on you.
他不会把这样宝贵的交通的所有的责任加到我们的身上。
David saw the secret.
大卫看到这个秘诀。
He said, Lord, you maintain my lot in this fellowship.
他说，主啊，你来持守我所得的这个交通。
I love the way this verse is put in the Amplified.
我非常喜欢这一个英文的版本。
The Lord is my chosen and assigned portion.
是讲到我们的主是我拣选的这样的产业。
You remember my blunt statement. Many are called, but few are chosen.
你记得我们讲过的是吧？蒙召的多，选上的少。
God can offer this grand fellowship to every one of you in the sound of my voice, but you may not, in fact, choose it and let it be your assigned portion.
神可以把这样的一个呼召，这个交通的呼召给任何的一个圣徒，但是呢，我们不一定选择来选择这样的一个福分。
Sadly, in this life, many of us choose many things.
非常可悲的是，在我们生命中，我们选择很多别的事情。
And we never make this most important decision.
我没有做这个最重要的决定。
But then he said.You hold and maintain my lot.
是讲到神来持守维持我所得的。
Isn't that wonderful?
这是不是何等奇妙？
Can you imagine anything more wonderful than that?
你能不能想象比这更美好的事情？
He holds us in the palm of his hand.
他用他的手掌来持守我们。
And he will not let us go.
他不会丢弃我们。
You remember that ultimate declaration in the Old Testament, and it's repeated in Hebrews. I will never leave you or forsake you, saith the Lord.
你记得在旧约的最后，也在希伯来书中重复的那个神向我们那个极大的这样的一个宣告，就是他不会离弃我们，也不会丢弃我们。
Thank God we have one who can hold us.In this fellowship, and thank God we have one who can keep us in this fellowship, and thank God we have one who can maintain this fellowship.
感谢主，神可以不仅持守我们，而且维持，使我们可以进入到持续在这个交通中。
But then David said another thing in verse 8.
然后大卫在第八节又这样讲。
This is a powerful verse if you're going to understand this realm of fellowship and experience it in your daily life.
若是你要想在你的日常的经历中进入到这个交通的范畴，你必须理解这一段的经文。
I cannot think of more important words than this.
我们不可能想象比这更重要的话。
When David meditated on this great portion.
当大卫想到神给他的杯中的份的时候
，When David thought about the lot he was afforded by God，
神所赐给他所得的产业的时候
，When he made it his choice，
当他做了他的决定的时候
，He said these lovely words，
他说了这样美好的话
，I have set the Lord always before me，
我将耶和华常摆在我面前。
Do you think maybe that is a secret of fellowship?
你是不是想到这可能就是交通的关键所在？
He didn't just say, I have set the Lord before me.
他不仅是把主 摆在他的面前。
He said, I have set the Lord always before me.
他是讲到我要把耶和华常摆在我的面前。
This was David's one and only responsibility.
这是大卫一个也是唯一的一个的责任。
And in this fellowship, this is your one and only responsibility.
在这样的交通中，你的唯一的一个职责就是这样的。
And because of that, he said this.
因为这个，他这样讲，大卫。
Because he is at my right hand, I shall never be moved.
因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。
How wonderful that is.
何等奇妙的事。
Think of the peace that filled his soul.
想到大卫他的这个里面的魂就被平安所充满。
David stayed in continuous fellowship.
大卫与神有这个持续不断的交通。
You may argue with me and say, certainly David sinned, and yes, he did sin.
你可能要和我争辩，大卫也犯了罪，确实他犯了罪。
But if you read the account where he numbered the people and so gravely sinned,
你在读到大卫在数点百姓的事情得罪神的时候
，And if you read the account of Bathsheba and you meditate on Psalm 51, you discover something wonderful.
你在想到大卫在八十八的问题上犯罪的时候，你读到他写的诗篇五十一篇的时候
，I can hardly say it.
你很难不理解。
In the most grievous sin.
在最大的这样的罪面前。
In the most terrible turning away.
这个最坏的远离神的光景。
Fellowship can be completely restored.
这个交通仍然可以被完全的恢复。
Thank God for that.
我们感谢神。
This is marvelous.
这实在是何等的奇妙。
What a hope that gives us.
这给我们有何等大的盼望。
Our part is choosing.
我们的职责就是要选择。
Our part is cooperating.
我们的职责就是与神配合。
Our part is simply setting the Lord always before us.
我们的职责就是要把耶和华常摆在我们面前。
If you meditate on the Psalms, you discover what true fellowship is.
当你来思想诗篇的时候，你就知道这个真正的交通是什么。
David always put the Lord before him.
大卫常常把耶和华摆在他的面前。
It could be little things.
可能是小事。
It could be enormous things like Psalm 51.
可能是极大的事情，像诗篇五十一篇的问题。
But this was his secret of fellowship.
这是大卫与神交通的秘诀。
The other primary place this word maintain is used in the Bible in English is in the books of Kings, 1 Kings and 1 Chronicles.
在另一处讲到维持交通的事情是在列王记上经文中。
David's experience shows us how to maintain personal fellowship.
大卫的经历让我们看到我们如何来持续个人的交通。
In the dedication of the temple and that great prayer of Solomon, Solomon showed us how to maintain corporate fellowship.
在所罗门献殿时候的祷告中，让我们看到在维持团体交通中我们应该做的。
First Kings chapter 8 verses 44 and 45.
在列王记上的第八章的44-45节中。
This was a prayer from the heart at the dedication of the temple.
这是在所罗门献殿的时候向神的祷告。
This was a prayer in fellowship with God.
这是一个向神的一个祷告的一个交通。
If thy people go out to battle against their enemy, by the way thou shalt send them, and they pray to Jehovah toward the city that thou hast chosen, and the house I have built unto thy name, then hear from the heavens their prayer and their supplication and maintain their right.
所以你的民若奉你的差遣，无论往何处去与仇敌征战，向耶和华所选择的城与我为你名所建造的殿祷告，求你在天上垂听他们的祷告祈求，使他们得胜。
First of all, what is our right that is maintained?
首先我们讲到我们神所为我们持守的这个是什么样的一个。
Our right that is maintained is fellowship with God, corporate fellowship with God.
我们的权利就是这个与神的团体的交通。
And again, those two responsibilities are once again seen in the second major part of this word maintaining in the scripture.
这也讲到我们在交通上的应该尽的责任。
He said, when they come into this situation, you maintain their right.
他说到若是我们进入到这样的一个状况的时候，我们要来持守这样的交通。
That's God's responsibility.
这是神的交通。
But he said, when they come into this place and pray and they seek your face and they put forth their supplication, that is our responsibility.
他是讲到我们在这个情况下要到神的殿中向这个耶和华祷告求神的帮助的时候，这是我们的责任。
If ever that communication is broken, there's no fellowship.
可是我们没有与神这样的交通。
Look at 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 49.
在这个第八章的第四十九节。
This is what happens when they sin.
当他们犯罪的时候。
Then hear thou in the heavens, the settled place of your dwelling, their prayer and supplication, and maintain their right.
就求你在天上你的居所垂听他们的祷告祈求，为他们伸冤。
Again, you see those two wonderful principles.
你又看到这两个非常奇妙的原则。
It's only God who can maintain us in fellowship.
就是讲到只有神能够来持续这个交通。
And if we sin, surely we fall out of fellowship.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们会远离这样的交通。
But there's a remedy for that break in fellowship.
但是在这一个断绝交通中，有一个神纠正的方式。
And that remedy is simply to turn and pray and supplicate in dear brothers and sisters. No matter how grievous that sin, fellowship can be restored.
无论我们在怎样软弱犯罪的光景，若是我们转向神，向他祷告祈求，神仍然可以恢复我们与他的交通。
And look at verse 59.
我们再看八章的五十九节。
And let these my words with which I made supplication before Jehovah be nigh to Jehovah our God day and night, that he maintain the right of his servant and the right of the people of Israel as a matter of each day shall require.
我在耶和华面前祈求的这些话，愿耶和华我们的神昼夜垂听，每日为他仆人与他民以色列伸冤。
Solomon's own prayer was, God, Lord, maintain my right, the right of thy servant.
所罗门所做的这个个人的祷告就是愿神来维持这样的一个交通。
And he knew the secret for the people of God that it had to be God alone that maintained their right.
他知道这其中的秘诀就是只有神能够维持这样的交通。
And it says day and night.
他讲到每日每日。
Think of that wonderful verse in the Psalms, he neither slumbers nor sleeps. You know, some people are afraid to go to sleep. They don't know what they'll dream and what terror will come to them in the night.
甚至有人不很害怕睡觉，因为他在害怕做噩梦。
But the one that holds us, and the one that keeps us, and the one that maintains us in fellowship never sleeps day or night.
但是那位保守我们、持守我们的神，他既不打盹也不睡觉，他是天天、每日、每夜来维持。
And then he ends this verse with this wonderful phrase, as the matter of each day shall require.
这里是讲到我们每日在神也为我们这个持守。
This is what is required every day to stay in fellowship with God.
这是我们每天与神有交通的这样的一个可能性。
Thank God the chief responsibility is on him.
我们感谢神，这个主要的职责是在于神。
But don't think you have no responsibility in this matter.
但是你也不能说你没有任何责任。
You have to set the Lord ever before you.
你要把耶和华常摆在你面前。
And you need to stay in communication with the Lord.
你要与神有一个不间断的交通。
Remember, Solomon was dedicating the temple.
记得所罗门是在献殿的时候这样祷告。
This house of God.
这是神的家。
But he shared the eternal secret of fellowship.
但是他却讲到这个交通的秘诀。
Isn't that wonderful?
这实在是奇妙。
Can hardly think of anything more wonderful.
你能想到比这更奇妙的事情吗？
Our right is our fellowship with Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
我们与主耶稣基督的交通就是我们的权利。
He maintains that right.
他来维持这个权利。
Our responsibility is to cooperate.
我们的责任就是来与神配合。
Our responsibility is to pray.
我们的职责就是祷告。
Our responsibility is to always set the Lord before us.
我们的职责就是常常把耶和华摆在我们面前。
To me, this gives me the greatest hope.
这对我来说就是我一个最大的一个盼望。
That this fellowship I've been called in, and you've been called in, and this fellowship that we as the church have been called in.
这一个呼召我、呼召你、呼召教会所进入的交通中。
It is absolutely possible.
是完全可能的。
We can enter into the fullness of it.
我并且能进入这个完全的交通中。
Now let's talk about maintaining personal fellowship.
我们来讲如何维持个人的交通。
I think I've already made this point.
我想我已经讲到这一点。
Maintaining personal fellowship is a matter of daily exercise.
维持个人的交通是我们每天每日当做的。
We need to be exercised before the Lord in our daily fellowship to communicate and to stay in touch and to pray and to set the Lord before us.
我们每天都要操练这个和神交通相交、祷告祈求与神相交的这样的一个事情。
You know, sometimes we compartmentalize our lives.
我们常常对于我们的生命有这样的认识。
We separate our lives into the secular and into the sacred.
我们常常把我们世俗的工作和在主里面聚会的事情分开。
We compartmentalize our lives into what we do during the day and what we do when we're alone with the Lord or when we're with the saints.
我们把我们日常工作的时候情形和我们与圣徒一同聚会在神面前的时间分开。
That's not fellowship.
这不是交通。
I want to tell you there's no such thing as a secular life for a Christian.
我要告诉你，对于基督徒来说，没有世俗的侍奉。
There's no such thing as a secular life for the church.
也没有对于教会来说有世俗的工作。
Every bit of your life as an individual child of God, and every bit of your life as a member of the church of God is altogether sacred.
你每一天每一点的生活，作为神的儿女，作为教会，都是非常这个圣洁的。
I remember years ago when I was a young Christian, I was given a book by a brother named Larry Peabody.
我记得我年轻的时候，有人给我一本，有个弟兄叫 Larry Kibadi 的弟兄写的书。
The title of the book is Secular Work is Full-Time Service.
这个书的名字就是讲到世俗的工作是全时间的服事。
It's been years since I've read it.
很多年以前我读过。
But it showed me something about this fellowship years ago.
但是这么多年以前我还记得。
Everything I do in life is in this realm of fellowship, whether it's personal or corporate, whether it's at work or whether it's at play or whether it's with at home.
无论他告诉我们，无论是在我们个人、团体，还是我在家庭、工作和我休闲的时间，都是和这个交通有关系。
He said a fairly profound thing, I think.
他讲到一个非常深的事情。
He said Christianity is looked upon by many of its professed adherents as a spiritual addendum to secular life.
他讲到基督教在很多公开承认是信徒的人看来，只是他们世俗生活的一个属灵的附件儿。
All of your life is sacred before the Lord.
你所有生活的方方面面，在神看来都是圣洁的。
Every bit of your life is sacred service.
所有你生活的点点滴滴都是在神看来是圣洁的。
Whether you work like me every day,
你像我这样每天都工作的人。
Whether you're a worker who serves the Lord, what we say often is full-time service.
或者是你所谓我们所说的所谓的全时间来服侍主的人工人
Whether you're a housewife,
或者你是在家中来照顾家庭的家庭主妇
Whether you're a student,
或者你是学生
Whether you're a young child who knows the Lord,
或者你是一个年轻的孩子认识主的
All of your life is sacred service.
你的整完整的生命都是在神看来圣洁的。
That's what this fellowship is.
这个就是讲到交通。
First Corinthians 10 verse 31 sheds light on this.
在格林多前书的第十章讲到这个。
Sorry, Larry. Did you finish, brother?
格林多前书第十章讲到。
Whether therefore ye eat or whatsoever you do, do all things to the glory of God.
我们或吃或喝，不管做什么，都是要为神的荣耀而行。
This is how we maintain personal fellowship.
这就是我们如何来维持我们个人的交通。
We do all things to the glory of God.
我们要把凡事都是为着荣耀神而行，作为准则。
We don't go out of that fellowship to go to work.
我们不会出到这个交通之外去工作。
We don't leave that fellowship to go to school.
我们也不会离开这个交通进到学校里学习。
We don't depart from that fellowship when we're washing those dishes at home.
我们去刷碗的时候不会离开这个交通。
We are always to be in that fellowship.
我们要总是持守在这个交通中。
There's a man many of you may have never heard of.
有一个人你可能不熟悉。
His name is Nicholas Herman in French Lorraine.
是有一个叫 Nicholas 的一个人。
He lived in the 1600s.
他是在一六几几年的出生的人。
I bet none of you have heard that name.
你可能听到过这个人。
But he's actually better known as Brother Lawrence.
哦，他所比较人熟悉的就是劳伦斯弟兄。
There's a book written about this man.
有一本书讲到这个弟兄。
It's called Practicing the Presence of God.
是讲到操练与神同在。
Now this brother may be way too mystical for some of you.
有很多的人或许对这个劳伦斯弟兄呢觉得很神秘。
But this brother understood the secret of continuous and unbroken fellowship.
但是这个弟兄却知道和神持续不断的没有间断的交通的秘密。
The subtitle of that book says this.
这个副标题的书的副标题是这样讲。
It's the simple wisdom of a man who felt the constant companionship or fellowship of God.
是一个非常简单的人，却是和神有一个不间断的亲密的交通。
That's possible, brothers and sisters.
这是可能的。
It says something else.
这里也讲。
He was a humble man.
他是非常谦卑的人。
He followed the direct path of communion, fellowship with God.
他来直接与神有交通的渠道。
For him, there was no distinction between a time of business and a time of worship.
对他来说，他做工作和他敬拜是一回事。
He felt the presence of God whether he was working in the kitchen or worshiping in the church.
他在刷碗的时候和他在教会中敬拜是一样感受到神的同在。
I think we could learn much from Brother Lawrence.
我相信大家都可以从 Lawrence 弟兄身上学到一些。
Maintaining fellowship, personal fellowship, is daily practicing the presence of God.
维持这个个人的与神的交通，就是每天要和神这样亲密交通的这样的实际。
If you do that, no matter where you are, you soar in fellowship with God.
如果你这样做的话，不论你在哪里，你都和神的交通有一个非常好的飞跃的发展。
This was his secret.
这是他的秘诀。
Now let's talk about a few other secrets about maintaining personal fellowship.
我们再讲几个维持个人交通的秘诀。
Number one, there needs to be a daily offering.
第一点就是我们每天都要有一个奉献的生活。
Romans 12 verse 1 says this.
罗马书十二章第一节这样讲
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the compassions of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
King James Version calls it your intelligent service.
在新鉴定版鉴定版的这个是用另一个词，是说我们那个理所当然的。
You may think it's not very reasonable to offer myself on the altar as a sacrifice to God. What is reasonable about that?
你可能觉得把我们自己当作活祭献上呢，不是什么可以理所当然的事。
But if you understand one thing, you are bought with a price, and you are not your own.
但是你要理解，你是一个付了重价所买赎回来的，你不是属于你自己的话。
And if you're constrained by the love of God to live only for Christ,
若是你被神的爱所激励，为神而活的时候。
You will see how reasonable it is to offer yourself a living sacrifice.
你就会把自己献上当作活祭，成为一个是最理所当然不过的事情。
If you see the greatness of this calling into fellowship, if you see the vastness of this privilege, you will think it's a reasonable sacrifice to offer yourself a daily living sacrifice.
若是你知道这个无与伦比的呼召和这个特权的时候，你会真实的认识到，我们把自己献上是理所当然的。
This is how we maintain personal fellowship.
这是我们如何来维护个人的交通。
If you look in the Old Testament, in Leviticus and other places, you discover what he's talking about here is the whole burnt offering.
若是你看立位记的时候，你知道这里面所提到的是一个全祭牲的奉献所指的那一个。
And there's something very peculiar about the whole burnt offering.
在这个全祭牲的这个燔祭当中有一个原则。
The whole burnt offering went on continuously.
这个全燔祭的奉献是一直在不停的献的。
It was offered in the morning.
是在早晨献。
And it was offered in the night.
晚上献。
That is the secret to maintaining fellowship.
这是我们来维护交通的秘诀。
This is the simple prayer that I pray every morning.
每天早晨我都做这样一个简单的祷告。
I say, Lord,
我说主啊，
I offer myself to you.
我把我自己献给你。
A living sacrifice.
当作活祭。
Take me, Lord.
拿住我。
Let this day be a day of fellowship with you.
让今天成为我与你的交通的一天。
This is what Romans 12, verse 1 is talking about.
这就是罗马书十二章一节所讲到的。
Thank the Lord for that.
我们感谢主给我们这样的话。
You know, not only do we have that daily offering,
不仅我们要每天来当作活祭献上。
We're to have daily exercise.
我们每天要操练。
Now, some of you might not like to exercise.
有些人不喜欢运动。
But when it comes to fellowship, you have to exercise.
但是对于交通来说，我们必须的是来操练。
One of my partners that knows I run quite a bit, he said to me, he said, what do you think is the best exercise?
我有一个合伙的做生意的，他问我最好的运动是什么。
I told him simply, the best exercise is the exercise that you do.
我告诉他，你所做的最好的运动就是你所做的这个运动。
And when it comes to this matter of fellowship, we are called to be daily exercised in it.
当讲到交通的时候，我们被呼召要进入这个每天的操练。
You know, Paul in his epistles used exercise words quite a bit.
使徒保罗在他的书信中常常提到这样的一个交通，这样的一个操练的事情。
You remember how often he talked about walking.
常常讲到他走路。
Think of Ephesians 4, verse 1.
以弗所书第四章第一节。
I, the prisoner of the Lord, exhort you to walk worthy of your calling wherewith you have been called.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
I think walking is one of the best exercises you can do.
我相信走路是一个非常好的锻炼的方式。
Now I'm not encouraging you to get into a physical exercise program, although it would be to your benefit.
主这里主要不是说你要去走路这个对身体的锻炼，但是呢，可能对你的身体有好处。
I'm talking about walking with the Lord.
这里讲的是与神同行这件事情。
I'm talking about walking in fellowship.
讲到是行事为人交通。
You remember Paul, the writer of Hebrews, another writer of Hebrews. I know I slipped there. I don't believe Paul was the writer of Hebrews.
这里讲到希伯来书的时候，希伯来作者也是这样讲。
I know one of the brothers I'm close to is adamant that Paul is the writer of Hebrews.
有些的弟兄姊妹和我一样，不认为保罗写了希伯来书，所以我们
对。I happen to agree with Graham Scroggie on this.
我也同意这些弟兄们的观点。
He said the one thing about the writer of Hebrews that we're certain about is that we're not certain who was the writer of Hebrews.
这弟兄说呢，对于希伯来书的作者，我们唯一确定的事情，我们不确定是谁写的。
So you've noticed, I always refer to him as the anonymous and the anointed writer of Hebrew.
所以我们常常说那个不记名的或者是被圣灵所膏的那个希伯来书的作者。
Hebrews 12 verse 1 says this.
希伯来书第十二章第一节这样讲。
Let us also therefore, having so great a cloud of witness surrounding us, laying aside every weight and sin which so easily entangles us, run with endurance the race that is set before us.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那本宝载在我们前头的路程。
We're called daily to run this race.
我们被呼召每天就来奔这条路程。
In Ephesians 6, he even talks about more strenuous exercise.
在以弗所书第六章中，甚至讲到更加激烈的运动。
He said, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities." This is verse 12, by the way. Against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of the world.Against wickedness in high places.
六章十二节说，因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
But it's Paul in his letter that Timothy that really spoke to this matter in regard to fellowship.
但是保罗给提摩太写的信中，却是非常重点的讲到这个操练的事情。
Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
在提摩太前书的第四章。
Beginning in the latter part of verse 7.
在第七节的后半部分。
But exercise thyself unto piety or godliness. For bodily exercise is profitable for a little, but piety is profitable.Able for everything, having promise of this life, of the present one, and promise of that to come.
在敬虔上操练自己，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因为有今生和来生的应许。
Fellowship is a daily exercise that we're commanded to do.
交通是我们每天都需要来操练的事情。
You cannot maintain personal fellowship without this exercise.
你不可能来持续的个人的交通而不去做这样的操练。
I remember when our brother Kong shared on the series Spiritual Exercise.
我记得江守道弟兄在我们当中曾经分享过一个系列叫做属灵的操练。
How helpful that was to us as the church in Richmond.
对我们Richmond 的教会那边的弟兄姊妹有极大的帮助。
And now I know many have read the book and listened to the messages all over the world and how helpful that is to us.
我现在知道有很多借着这个书籍和这个录音也听到的各处的圣徒都受益处。
Stephen said, we are in the gymnasium of Christ.
江弟兄讲到我们是在这个基督的学校里面。
And he went on to say this.
他也继续讲。
But how few of God's children know the exceedingly great importance of performing spiritual exercise.
他说很少有神的儿女知道属灵的操练的极重要性。
And even fewer are those who are doing it. No wonder there is much to be desired in spiritual growth among Christians.
甚至更少的有人去实际的操练，难怪基督徒属灵的成长如此缺乏。
And the last thing, brothers and sisters, I want us to think about is in this matter of personal fellowship, restoring broken fellowship.
我最后讲到个人交通这方面，我们要来说到恢复这个交通。
We must talk about broken fellowship.
我们必须来谈到这个可能受拦阻的交通。
Many people know what it means to have broken fellowship.
很多人能经历到这一个交通被破坏的情形。
Many people fall into sin and never get up.
很多人犯罪以后就再起不来了。
The encouragement I want to offer to you is you can always get up.
我对大家的勉励就是你总是可以爬起来。
We read those verses, let's read them again in 1 John.
我们已经读过，我们再来读，在约翰一书。
And this, beginning in chapter 1, verse 5.
第1章第5节开始,
and this is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth.
神就是光在他毫无黑暗。 这是我们从主所听见，又报给你们的信息。我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。But
if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
There's one vaccine for broken fellowship that can cure the pandemic.
在这里面有一个好像疫苗一样，能够使得我们这个破坏的交通得到恢复。
It completely cures it.
而且完全的能够被医治。
And there's no side effects.
并且没有任何的副作用。
Look at verse 9.
看第9节。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的。Doesn't
that sound just like 1 Corinthians 1:9?
你记得这是不是很相似在临前1章9节所说的?
God is faithful.
神是信实的。If
you come to him and you confess your sins, he will restore you to unbroken fellowship.
若是你到他的面前认自己的罪，他可以把你自己断绝的关系恢复过来。And
cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
洗净我们一切的不义。Isn't
this a wonderful promise?
这是不是何等奇妙的这样的应许?
I believe there are those that are there that are hearing my voice that may have broken fellowship.
我相信在我当中，听我话的人有这个和神失去交通的这样的情形。There's
hope for you.
这里有很大的盼望。There's
hope for me.
也对我有盼望。That
fellowship that is broken can be completely restored.
这个被破坏的交通可以完全被恢复。And
there are no consequences.
没有其他的副作用。He
will... It says, cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
洗净我们一切的不义。
Brothers and sisters, those are some of the secrets about maintaining personal fellowship.
弟兄姊妹, 这就是我们看到这个维护交通的秘诀。
Now let's talk about maintaining corporate fellowship.
然后我们来谈维持团体交通。
It's equally important that we maintain corporate fellowship.
同等重要的，我们要来维护团体的交通。When
we maintain personal fellowship, we have a living witness or testimony.
我们维持个人与神的交通，我们有个个人的好的见证。But
when we maintain corporate fellowship, we have a grander testimony.
当我们维持团体的交通时候，我们有个更大的见证。
There's a greater witness.
有一个更大的向神的见证。
We have together the testimony of Jesus.
我们就有这个耶稣基督的见证。
You know how important that phrase is, don't you?
我相信你知道这个词的重要性。
In fellowship, God grants us the testimony of Jesus, his son.
在交通中，他就给我们耶稣基督的见证。
And when you come to the last book in the Bible, the Revelation, you begin to understand that book only if you understand this key phrase.
当你回到这个启示录神在圣经中最后一卷书的时候，你除非了解耶稣基督的见证，你没有办法了解这卷书。You
remember what John the Apostle said in chapter 1, verse 2, in chapter 1, verse 9.
你记得使徒约翰在启示录第1章第2、第9节这样讲。He
was there. He was there on Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
这个约翰在这个叫巴莫的海岛上是为了耶稣基督的见证。
You remember what it says in Revelation 12, verse 17.
你也记得在启示录十二章十七节这样讲。
This is an absolutely important phrase when it comes to fellowship.
这是对于交通非常重要的一个词。
It says, and they have the testimony of Jesus.
说到为耶稣做见证。
And you remember when that angel came to John in chapter 19, verse 10, and John bowed before the angel.
你记得在十九章的第十节，当这个天使来到约翰面前的时候，约翰向这个天使要拜的时候。
And the angel said, "See that you do it not."
我说千万不可。
He said, "I am one of your fellow brethren who have the testimony of Jesus."
他说我和你并你那些为耶稣做见证的弟兄同时做仆人的。
So how did the early church maintain the testimony of Jesus?
在起初教会如何来维持这个团体的交通呢？
When we look at the book of Acts and we see the birth of the church in its earliest days.
在使徒行传我们看到教会当初诞生的时候的情况。
There is a remarkable verse that tells us the secret of maintaining the corporate testimony of Jesus.
那里有一个非常了不起的经节，讲到这个维持团体交通的秘诀。
You remember this follows the birth of the church in at Pentecost.
你记得这是在五旬节教会诞生以后。
And you remember it also follows.That day when 3,000 at one time, men, not including women and children, were brought into the assembly.
是在那个三千个男人，不包括孩子和女人，得救的时候。
And Acts 2:42 gives us their secret.
在那以后，在《使徒行传》二章四十二节讲到这个秘诀。
And they persevered in the teaching and the fellowship.Of the apostles in the breaking of bread and prayer.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼，祈祷。
One of the greatest secrets about maintaining corporate fellowship is persevering.
这个一个极大的维持团体的交通的秘诀之一，就是这个恒心遵守。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not deceived about this.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看到这一点的时候，
I know church life can be difficult.
我想到教会生活可能会困难。
I know in church life you can become easily offended.
在教会生活，我们也可能会被得罪。
And I know in church life you can feel like you've been overlooked.
也可能你觉得被忽略。
I've been in the assembly in Richmond since October 1972.
在1972年的十月份以来，我就一直在 Richmond 那边的聚会。
But there's one secret, and that one secret is persevering.
那一个的秘诀就是讲到我们要恒心。
Now let me put that in plain English.
我来用这个最简单的英文来讲。
Because if I can put it in plain English, maybe people understand it better.
若是我用最简单的英语，大家可能会理解得更清楚。
It simply means hanging in there.
就是讲到我们要来持守在那里。
If you hang in there with your brothers and sisters.
若是你和弟兄姊妹在那里持守。
If you do these simple things they did.
你要是做那些好像很简单的事情，持续不断地做。
If you look to the head of the church.
你就来看这个教会的元首。
If you submit to the Lord in the body,
你把自己来顺服在这个身体当中，
you'll discover the highest,
你就会发现那个最高的，
and the holiest,
最圣洁的，
and the most heavenly fellowship in the church,
最属天的在教会中的交通。
You know, they weren't that complicated.
那不是复杂的事情。
They did four things.
他们做了四件事情。
The teaching of the apostles.
就是讲到使徒的教训。
Now, did the apostles have this special creed and only their teaching that you had to hear.
使徒们有一个特别的一些的特别的教训。
It is not true.
这不是不只是这些教训我们要听。
Their teaching was Christ alone.
他们所讲的道都是讲到基督，只有基督。
Paul said to the Corinthians, "When I came to you, I came not to speak in power."
保罗对于哥林多教会所说的就是，我来到你面前不是借着这个大能。
I shared about Christ and Him crucified.
我向你们所说的就是基督并他钉十字架。
Then it says they persevered in the fellowship of the apostles.
他这些讲到有恒心的来持守彼此的交接。
Now was this a secret fellowship you joined just with the apostles?
不是只是和使徒们的那个特别的交通。
Did it die away when the apostles passed away?
当这些使徒过世的时候，要我们要是那样的话，我们就会失去交通。
Can it only be down through that apostolic line that we enter into this fellowship of the apostle?
我们不是只是借着这个使徒的这条线来进入交通。
The fellowship of the apostles is 1 Corinthians 1 verse 9.
这个讲到的这个使徒们的一同的交通也是和哥林多前书一章九节那个交通是一致的。
God is faithful, by whom you have been called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所招，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
And then the other thing that they did was the breaking of the bread.
另一件事情就讲到擘饼。
This morning wasn't that precious to break bread and remember the Lord in fellowship.
今天早晨我们一起来擘饼纪念神的时候是何等美好的交通。
It's a precious fellowship.
是一个非常宝贵的交通。
Is not the cup we drink the fellowship?
这是我们所领的杯，是有同领交通。
The cup of blessing that we drink, is it not the fellowship?
我们所同一同饮用的杯和饼都是在主里面的交通。
It says in 1 Corinthians 10 also, is the bread that we break not the fellowship?
我们所擘的饼难道不是交通吗？
You remember what it says in Acts 20 verse 7, on the first day of the week, we being gathered to break bread.
在使徒行传二十章第七节也讲到七日的第一日我们聚会擘饼的时候。
This is how they persevered in the fellowship.
这就是他们如何恒心的在持守在交通中。
And then finally, they persevered in prayer.
而且第最后一件事情是讲到在这个祈祷上恒心。
This was not just the individual prayers.
这不只是个人的祈祷。
This was corporate prayer.
这也是团体的祈祷。
I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but I'm so thankful for the teaching we've received over the years.
我不知道你们怎么样，我实在是感恩这么多年来，神对我们的教导。
From Watchman Nee and T. Austin Sparks and Stephen Kong and Lance Lambert.
从这个尼弟兄，从这个Lance 弟兄，从 Spark 弟兄，还有江弟兄。
How vital this matter of corporate prayer is.
对于我们团体的祈祷，我们知道是何等的不可或缺。
There's a few other things I would like to just mention.
有几件事情我要再提到。
About how to maintain corporate fellowship.
来讲到我们如何来持续团体的交通。
You remember that scene in John 13 at the Last Supper?
你记得在约翰福音十三章讲到最后的晚餐的情形。
You remember how the Lord himself, after that supper, he took and girded himself with a towel and he washed the disciples' feet?
你记得在晚餐以后我们的主就拿起毛巾束上腰为他的门徒洗脚。
You can turn with me to John 13.
我们可以翻到约翰福音的第十三章。
And you can see what he told them.
你可以看到我们的主，听到我们主所说的。
Verses 34 and 35.
在34、35节这样讲。
A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all know that you are disciples of mine, if you have love amongst yourself.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
This is the vital ingredient about how to maintain corporate fellowship.
这是在维持团体见证和交通的一个不可或缺的因素。
By this shall all know that you're disciples of mine.
借着我们这样做，我们就可以被人认出是主的门徒。
I think of that wonderful hymn by John Fawcett, Blessed be the tie that binds.
我想到一个弟兄叫 John Fawcett 的，他写的一首诗歌《福载爱的捆绑》。
The first verse says this.
第一节这样讲。
Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above.
他说福载爱的捆绑，捆绑我们相契。
There's a wonderful story about this hymn.
有一个非常美妙的故事和这个诗歌有关系。
John Fawcett was handpicked to be the replacement for a very well-known and famous preacher in London, England.
这个弟兄呢，当年就是被另一个非常有名的弟兄来选定要做一个非常大教会的这个牧教的。
He was going to leave his little and country church and go to London and fill these shoes of this great pastor.
他要离开他所在的一个很小的教会，要来到伦敦的这个大教会来做这个，来服侍主。
And on the day he and Mrs. Fawcett were packed up and ready to leave.
当那一天他已经把东西收拾好，要离开的时候。
Those dear simple saints in that fellowship with them came weeping.
很多的在他那个当地的聚会中，弟兄姊妹就来送他的时候就哭泣。
And it broke Mrs. Fawcett's heart.
这个就使我们的弟兄的心非常伤感。
She couldn't stand it.
他没有办法来这样的来忍受。
She said to her husband, "We cannot leave these dear ones."
这个弟兄的姊妹就说，我们没有办法离开这些圣徒。
And thank God, Brother Fawcett agreed.
感谢神的，我们的弟兄，这个约翰弟兄就同意。
And they got down from that carriage.
他们就把从马车上下来。
And they unpacked their bags.
他们就把他的这个包裹重新送回来。
And that day they wrote this wonderful hymn about fellowship.
那一天他就写下这首非常美的诗歌。
May the Lord lead us into this discovery of corporate fellowship.
让我们神帮助我们能够来发现这一个团体的交通。
I think of a few more things, simple things.
我来讲到几件非常简单的其他事情。
If you're going to maintain corporate fellowship, you must have a love for his house.
你要是要来持续这个团体的交通，你要爱神的家。
You remember what it says of the Lord Jesus in Ephesians 5?
你记在以弗所书中第五章这两讲。
He loved his church and he gave himself for her.
讲到我们的主的时候，他说到基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
And you remember...What it says of David when God found a man after his own heart?
你记得在圣经中提到大卫，讲到他是合神心意的人的时候。
You remember what David's testimony was?
你记得大卫的见证是什么？
In that most famous literature, that Christian literature, in Psalm 23, verse 6, he said this.
在一个大家都熟知的信徒们所常常读到的，在诗篇的第二十三篇。
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
23篇的第六节说，我一生一世必有恩惠在随着我，我却要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
He didn't say it just once.
他不是说只是一会儿。
You remember what he said in Psalm 27 verse 4.
在第诗篇二十七篇的当中。
One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire of him in his temple.
大卫在二十七篇第四节又说，有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
If corporate fellowship is going to be real to you, you must know this as your own experience.
若是团体的交通成为你的实际，你必须要了解这一点，成为你自己个人的经历。
You must have a love for his house.
你必须爱神的家。
Our Lord had such love for his house, he gave himself up for it.
我们的主如此爱教会神的家，为教会舍己。
David had such love for his house, he could not live without it.
大卫如此爱神的家，他没有办法离开神的家而存活。
There's another thing I think of that's a secret.
另一件的秘诀是这样的。
It's not forsaking the assembling together.
就是讲到我们不可停止聚会。
Maybe we ought to read that verse in Hebrews 10.
我们来一起再读这个希伯来书的第十章中的经节。
Hebrews 10 verses 23 to 25.
23节到25节。
Let us hold fast the confession of hope, unwavering.Notice these words, for he is faithful who has promised. And let us consider one another for provoking to love and good works, and not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the custom is with some, but encouraging one another, and by so much the more as you see the day drawing nigh.
也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，就知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
It became so hard for some of those Jewish Christians to continue to meet that some and maybe many abandoned meeting altogether.
那些希伯来书信中所指的那些希伯来的信徒们，他们在聚会当中有难处，所以很多都停止了聚会。
This is one of the chief exhortations of the letter of Hebrews.
这是在希伯来书当中所给的一个非常大的劝勉之一。
Do not forsake the assembling together as the habit of some is.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人。
It's just too hard.
好像是太难了。
It's just too difficult.
太困难。
I'd rather not.
我不再想这样。
And then it becomes a habit.
然后就成为一个习惯。
Let me tell you a story that changed my life.
我告诉你一个来改变我自己生命的一个故事。
Years ago, Brother Kong said something to me that changed my life.
多年以前，江守道弟兄对我讲的话，改变了我的生活。
He said, "Whenever the saints gather together, that is where I want to be."
他说。在哪里有圣徒聚会，我就愿意在哪里。
This was not law to our brother.
这不是对我们来的弟兄姊妹是个兴起的事情。
This was life to our brother.
这是他的生命。
And I saw it.
是一个极大的一个生命。
And I made it my own testimony.
我就借着这个向我自己做这样的见证。
You know, Brother Kong is 106 years old.
江弟兄今年是106岁。
He still has the appetite of a horse.
他仍然吃的食欲非常好。
And you know, I would never blame him at all if he never came back to the assembly in this time of pandemic.
我从来不会怨我的弟兄在这个疫情当中没有到我们当中。
We've been together for quite a while.
我们和他有很多年的聚会。
I told people Brother Kong may never come back.
我告诉大家江弟兄可能不会肉身亲自到我们当中。
Can you blame him?
你不能够来，你能够埋怨我们的弟兄吗？
But soon as he and Dora got their vaccines, that Wednesday and that Sunday, they were back gathering with the saints.
但你相信吗？我们的弟兄就打上了疫苗，然后来到我们当中。
What a testimony that was!
这是何等的见证！
And because it's hard on him, he easily leaves before the ministry Sunday morning. But once a month, we have testimonies on Sunday morning.
但是他年龄很大，所以他有可能会在这个主日的时候会离开我们。
And I remember Dora stood up and put her coat on and tried to get Brother Kong up, and Brother Kong refused to get up.
我们的弟兄的太太要搀着我们弟兄要离开的时候，我们弟兄拒绝离开。
He said, "I want to stay here and hear the testimonies of the brothers and sisters."
他要坚持要听到我们聚会的后半部分，我们弟兄做的弟兄们姊妹做的见证。
He sat there glued to his chair.
他就在他的椅子上坐得很牢固。
I went over to Dora and I said, "Dora, what's the commotion?"
我就对江弟兄的太太说，这是什么原因呢？
She said he won't leave.
他说我们弟兄不愿离开。
I said, bless God, let him stay.
我说感谢神我们来让我们弟兄再留一段时间。
Do not forsake the assembling together as the habit of some is.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人。
And so much the more as you see that day drawing nigh.
既知道或者看见那日子临近，就更当如此。
The last thing I think of in regard to maintaining corporate fellowship is being a joint of supply.
最后我讲到的对于团体交通的，就是来联络的得合适。
I want to read Ephesians chapter 4.
我们来读以弗所书的第四章。
Verses 15 and 16.
十五节、十六节。
Listen to what it says.
我们来听怎么样讲。
But holding the truth in love, we grow up to Him in all things, who is the head, the Christ.
没有爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
From whom the whole body fitted together, connected by every joint of supply, according to the working.In its measure of each one part works for itself the increase of the body to self-building in love.
全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按其各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Are you a joint of supply?
你有没有像百节各按其各职？
If you're not a joint of supply in the house of God, you will never understand the beauty of corporate fellowship.
你若不在基督的身体中百节各按各职，你就不会了解这个团体的这个。
Sometimes we relegate everything in the assembly to those who are the leaders or those who are the workers. But if you look at the secret of the building up and the increase of the increase of God, as it says in Colossians,It is through every joint that supplies.
但是你要是了解这个团体的交通，不是只是个别的带领的弟兄或全时间的弟兄来承担责任，而是每一个各北节各按各职，才能够使自这个身体能够渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Every saint must learn to bring their one talent into the house of God.
每一个的圣徒都要把他那一个所领受的那一个银子能够献上。
I'm going to finish with this one point.
我来 借着一点来结束我的交通。
Maintaining fellowship through every resource that is provided.
通过所有提供的资源来维持交通。
There's a single verse that spoke to my heart.
有一节经文就对我的身心说话。
It's the end of 2 Corinthians.
是在格林多后书的最后。
Chapter 13, verse 14.
十三章的十四节。
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion or the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在。
This was the secret that the Apostle Paul ended his spiritual biography on.
这就是使徒保罗在他写到他自己属灵的这一个他的传记的时候他的一个秘诀所在。
This is all the resources you need to come into fellowship and to stay in fellowship and to maintain fellowship.
这是我们所需要的所有提供的资源来进入维持并且来持续在这个交通当中的。
It's the grace of our Lord Jesus.
是耶稣基督的恩惠。
Every grace is provided.
每一个的恩典都为我们提供。
All sufficient grace is supplied to us.
那个足够的恩典足给赐给我们。
It's the love of God.
也是神的慈爱。
Love unlimited and love abounding.
是那个没有穷尽的、没有边缘的爱。
It's not our love at all.
不是我们的爱。
It's agape love.
是神的爱。
It's God's love is the secret.
是神自己的爱是秘诀。
And then it says, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
又讲到圣灵的感动。
The Holy Spirit was sent to keep us in fellowship.
圣灵就是为了让我们能够持续在这交通中。
We have that still small voice.
我们仍然有一个微小的声音。
We have that comforter.
我们有那个安慰者。
We have that paraclete.
我们有那个在里面帮助我们的。
We have that unction.
有那个恩膏的教训。
We have that anointing within.
有一个在里面的膏油。
This is the resource that is provided to us to stay in fellowship.
这是神所提供给我们的资源来维持这个团体的交通。
Think of it more simply than that.
我们可以更简单的这样想。
We have the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们有主耶稣基督。
We have God the Father.
我们有父神。
We have God the Holy Spirit.
我们有神圣灵三位一体的神。
The whole Godhead is for us.
三位一体的神都是为着我们。
Is there any other resource you need?
你还需要其他的资源吗？
There's nothing lacking in the Lord Jesus.
在耶稣基督里面没有任何缺乏。
There's nothing lacking in God the Father.
在父神里面没有任何的缺乏。
There's nothing lacking in the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵中也没有任何的缺乏。
This is the secret of maintaining fellowship.
这就是我们维护交通的秘诀。
I think there are three phrases that tell us what the whole Bible is about.
我想到有三个词可以来说明整卷的圣经。
The first one had to do with the Lord's incarnation.
讲到第一点的时候就是主耶稣道成肉身。
God is with us.
神与我们同在。
The second has to do with the Father.
第二点是讲到这个父神。
You remember what it says about God in Romans 8.
你记得在罗马书第八章中所讲到的。
If God be for us, who then can be against us?
若是神与我们同在，谁能够反对我们呢？
And finally, I think the last has to deal specifically with the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
第三个就是讲到圣灵的感动和交通。
God in us.
神在我们的里面。
Can you imagine such resources provided to you and to me and to the church?
你能想象这样的资源赐给了你，赐给了我，也赐给了教会。
God is with us.
神与我们同在。
God is for us.
神来支持我们。
God is in us.
神也住在我们的里面。
This is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9.
这就是格林多前书第一章第九节中所讲到的。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we come to you.
主，我们来到你面前。
We know there are things we left out.
我知道有些事情我们可能
没有讲到。And we're utterly relying upon the Holy Spirit to bring those things back to us.
我们需要圣灵把这一切都带到我们里面。
Take these things so weakly spoken and add to them your own words and bring us into a deeper and fuller experience of this fellowship.
你把我们所交通中的有软弱不缺的全缺的地方，你把它用圣灵带到我们的里面，让我们有更深更好的认识。
We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们求奉我们主耶稣的名来祈求，
阿门。
阿门。